Okay, it's officially 2:00, so I'm gonna pull the door and we're gonna get started here. My name is Joe Domino. I am from the Grandview School District, which is a suburb of Kansas City. It's out south off 71, or what they've called 49 now because they get federal dollars. So it's a nice sized district. I'm in the IT department, so I can kind of hit a couple birds at once. So I can talk to you from an IT perspective. I can talk to you from creating these podcasts, kind of from a creative angle as well. To give you a little background, I've been with the Grandview School District since 2005. When I started doing podcasting, iPods just started coming out. I mean, it was kind of like people were like, what is a podcast? You know, when I first did my very first presentation I did was in 06 in Tantera, and I was getting ready to move, and I packed everything but shoes. All I had were sandals. My whole thing was, you don't need to have shoes to make podcasts. So always remember that. You can make podcasts with sandals on. So we've evolved over time. We've gotten to a point where we use video, and now with your phones, you can make anything that you want with audio and video. But like I said, when I started out, you know, we would plug in the old school mics. This is what our district was full of. My first set of podcasts were on these cheap $2-3 microphones. You plug it in and you go through the Audacity and you do the whole editing thing. It was a big deal. And now we've evolved. As Moore's Law said, every 18 months we're doing it pretty well since that time. So I started out doing audio and I've kind of gone to video into the Kansas City area. We have been one of the few districts that's actually had a pretty vibrant presence on the web with both audio and video podcasting. We've been doing it for quite a while. So let me get logged in here real quick and I will show you some of the things that we have done to give you an idea. And then I'm going to show you the program that I use, just kind of give you an abstract of what we're going to do. I'm going to show you the program that I use, and it's probably not something that you've heard of that often. It's called Serif. It's out of England. Really good program. Has anybody heard of Serif or used it? No? Okay. It's kind of the middle ground between Adobe Premiere and Movie Maker. A lot more powerful than Movie Maker, but not as entrenched as something like Premiere is, where you have all of these things flying out at you, and it's confusing. You have all these diodes. It's very trimmed down. Very easy to export. If you want it to go to YouTube, you got a YouTube logo. If you want to import things, very graphic, user-friendly. I think it was made for grandparents. But it's powerful enough for what we're doing in districts to get things put together and exported, easy to understand, and it's cheap, very cheap. Premieres, hundreds of dollars. This program, I actually had to buy it to install it on here. It was $29. It was a download. It took 10 minutes. Plus, the support's cool. It's in England, so you get that accent. It's kind of nice, so I always enjoy that. But I've gotten on their sales side, and I've been inundated with calls, but it's, you know, it is what it is. So let me get logged in here. Just to give you a little background on me, I've been a freelance journalist for quite a while. I worked for what formerly was Current TV, which is now going to be Al Jazeera, which, you know, no one would have known that was going to ever happen. When they started out, it was kind of this cutting edge kind of approach, giving regular people a chance to present their stories and their regional things, and I was kind of the regional Kansas City contact for a while. I think after Laura and her camera person was rescued by Bill Clinton in North Korea. I think that's when the station kind of started taking a whole new approach. Viacom took them over. They wanted to be MTV, and then Al Gore made a lot of money and sold the station. So anyway, I used to do a lot of work for them, and I've been in journalism, so I've kind of had a background. I've kind of had both the education side and the private side to kind of hone this, and I love doing it. So let me get logged in here. Okay, so once we get this up here, I'm going to show you what our podcasts look like and some samples of what we do with our podcasting. And what I've done with the agenda that you have right here is I have that digitally out on our website. So, syntax error. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the agenda that we're going through, and there's a lot of links at the end of it that I'm going to talk about. How you can get music, how you can get images, and how you can get all this legally. Because the problem you're going to run into with a lot of these podcasts is you're going to have aspects of this that you've got to be very careful about. Because you're going to have the music police that are going to be looking for their payout, and there's a lot of royalty-free stuff out there that you're going to be able to use. Okay, we'll wait a few seconds here. Did anybody else have any errors today?
You have to go to your wireless.
And yeah, I did that.
Kicked off all day
no,
long.
I think you're done. So I think good. You just have to go to the...
Pick a page.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just go to Google.
Yeah. And
then we're good.
It's not identifying. Do you want my wireless phone?
Yeah, so you have one of ours.
Okay. That's fine. Whatever works, I'm good.
Keeps kicking out every 10 seconds anyway. So.
Actually, you know what I think my problem was? Hold on, let's see. I think I just found it what it is. So we'll let this do its thing. I'm going to go to our website. I'm going to show you some samples of what we've done. And as you see on the page, the second page, I talk about examples of what we do. We interview staff members. There's a lot of times, because I'm in IT, I'll go into buildings, and there's already things that are going on, like jazz concerts that are happening, or... Okay, let's see what we got here. Let's try this one more time. It's just not authenticating me. I see. There we go. Daylight. Perseverance. Okay. So one aspect of what we do with, let me go to. I'm just going to go to our podcast here, and I'm going to show you what we do. So everything on our website, we kind of have that open Google area feel to it. Everything in the upper right, there's all of our social media. We have a pretty good YouTube presence, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to come down here, and that's the thing. When I used to do this, we used to talk about how we would always host all these videos. We don't do that anymore. We go through YouTube. And there was fear in districts for a while there that if you go to social media, you're going to have problems with people going out there and pegging you. I'll knock on wood, or whatever that is. And what we have not run into that. there was the fear that you were going to get a lot of kids that were going to be out there and they were going to assail it with all these comments and all this weird stuff. That hasn't happened. We've had some parents that will go off on benders that aren't related to what the video is. If it's some video about an interview, they'll say, Johnny didn't get enough time at recess today. Why? And then that's directly funneled right back to the principal. We don't discuss it on social media. It goes right. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is that we haven't had any issues with this. And we would do a lot of those videos on our own and post it up there thinking that there was going to be issues, and there just haven't been. It's actually been quite a nice response. We've got a lot of subscribers. We put everything out on YouTube, and we let their servers host all of our stuff so you don't have all the bulk. And the world gets to see it. So, and you can also restrict, if you do get to that point, as to who can see it, if it's subscribers or however it pans out. So let's go to, we have our own podcast page over here, podcasts and videos. And what I've done over the years is I've archived all of these. You could go back as far as when we started doing this. And well, I remember one of the very first ones that we did was Dr. John Martin. I think that was one of the very first audio interviews we did. He was just like, what are we doing again? What is this? He was just totally befuddled by what a podcast was. And I was just like, I'm interviewing you with a microphone. And I'm going to put music to it, and I'm going to put little things in here, and it's going to be out for people to listen to. And it's like, oh, okay, I got it. So once you kind of take away the language, it's a little bit easier. So this is it. One other thing that's nice about what we have in our district is I've created an RSS feed, and you can get on iTunes, and you can subscribe to it. So automatically, all of the audio podcasts will be pulled down. And a lot of the audio podcasts that we've been doing lately has been with alumni. We've Mark Pender, who's in the Conan O'Brien band, the trumpet player. He graduated from Grandview. He's a great guy, one of the coolest people I've ever met. He interviewed with us the first letter turner on Wheel of Fortune. Her name is Susan Stafford. She graduated from Grandview High in '63, and I talked to her recently. So there's all kinds of people in your districts that you could probably tap into that are alumni, and they would talk. One thing that's really nice about what we're doing, and I finally crossed that bridge, I've really pushed this on teachers and people that are at games or at events to really capture this. And just yesterday, we won district for the second year in a row. I had a teacher that had her iPad at the game, captured all of it, and ripped it down and gave it to me, and I put it on the web. And this is it. It's just a compilation that she put together. And it's done pretty good so far. It's got quite a few. And what I do is I weave all of this into social media. Anytime I do this, I post it on Facebook, I post it on Twitter, and you can marry those together. You can, if you post on Facebook, you can get those accounts put together. So I put it, I go on the mountain with a lot of these things, and it's really easy to do. You can, you know, kind of coordinate all of that. So along with getting kicked off is probably slow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a bunch of pictures, and it was Queens. We are the champion in the background, which you're going to run into problems with that. This is blocked in certain countries. They just don't. All those guys in the music industry have to get their money. And in certain countries, it's restricted. But anyways, this is it. She put it together. She put it on Dropbox, and I had it in minutes. Okay, anyway. So that's kind of the idea of one of these pods that we did. And what I'm going to show you on Serif is something that you can mimic on your devices. You can put iMovie on your phone, you can put it on your iPad, you can make all of this yourself and rip it out from one device. So anyways, this just kind of gives you an idea. There's some text that comes up, and she's just going through and showing all these pictures. The kids cutting down the nets, the music's going to the background, everybody's happy, everybody's champions. So that's kind of the idea. So that's one example there. And then here's some other ones over here. Some anti-smoking PSAs, some teachers put these together, and they put it on their own account, and they gave it to me, and I linked up to it. So we're really kind of expanding out more and more. It's been up front in our district for so long that a lot of people are doing it on their own. They send it to me, and I post it. So that's another level of this. You know, I go to the schools and talk to the kids a lot. This was a career jump. Freshmen went out and talked to business leaders and figured out what they wanted to do with their lives and some, you know, business angles they hadn't thought about, and I just interviewed them. This is a music concert at one of our schools. This was an impromptu thing because I'm in IT and I'm in the buildings all the time. I walked by the gymnasium, and one of the elementary schools, and the middle school jazz band was playing, and the whole idea is that they get these kids hooked onto playing music. They show them what it's like. And this was just an impromptu thing. I had my iPad with me. I walked in. I think I had my iPhone. I walked in, boom, took a minute of it, put it out there, and, you know, the beauty of doing this is that, you know, we're coming up on a bond vote in our town right now. You're showing the parents, you're showing the community, you're showing where you live. This is what we're doing. It's already happening. Most of you already have the device and wherewithal with the iPads and the Android devices and all of this to capture it already. All you're doing is you're just showing it to them. And we've gotten incredible response. A lot of alumni have contacted us and said, wow, this is great. You know, this is really good stuff. But anyway, this is these guys playing. And it's about a minute long. But those are some of the things that you can kind of highlight. Our robotics team, they kind of demoed what they're doing. There was a big signing day. A lot of athletes signed this year. So there's all kinds of events. And I have all of the archives over here throughout all the years. As I said, 06, 07, I don't even think I had any videos. I think it was all at this point. And it was interviews with principals. And I used to do a podcast at the beginning of the year where I would interview the principal about the upcoming year. And it caused so much stress with them, I had to stop doing it. I couldn't watch it anymore. They would just fall apart. I'm like, you got to get up in front of 300-400 kids on a regular basis. And I'd say, look, I'm going to set the camera up. I'm walking out of the room. I'm not even going to be here. And they were very relieved when I gave up on it. But what I would do is I'd have them interviewed, and then I would just show pictures of the building and how it looked and how the crews worked over the summer and how it was all dolled up and ready for everybody. And they just weren't into it. They're usually into a lot of things, but that interview kind of thing just didn't go over that well. So anyways, this was their first year that we did it, and these are all audio interviews with various folks. So let me go ahead and hop in to several things here. First of all, what I use for audio, if I want to do any audio voiceovers, and with a lot of these devices, you can do it right there. I use Audacity. It's a freeware program, and I have a link to it on the agenda that I'm going to send out with the emails that you wrote down. And there's links at the very bottom to everything that I'm going to talk about today. But this one has an onboard mic, and so there you go. You hit the red button and it records. And then stop, and you have a little audio. The beginning of Panama, or where, yeah, Panama. The one thing that you're going to want to keep in mind, and I'll show you a couple things in here, when you export these files out the very first time you're in Audacity, and you export it out as an MP3, it's going to ask you for a file called LAME, which is appropriately named. It's going to ask you for this DLL piece that does not exist. It's a limitation of the program. I have a link to that as well. This on this page I'm going to send you. And the very first time that you do it, you need to locate this. So when I send you this page, there's going to be a link, and you're just going to save it to your computer. Okay? So when you export this out, you're going to hit yes, and you're just going to locate it. But that's the first thing you have to do. And after that, you will never be asked that again. But I've been doing this for 6 years now with Audacity, and they never fixed it. So I don't know what's eluding them. It seems like a pretty easy thing to do. But anyways, that's one of the things here. So typically what I'll do, some of the kids like to recite poetry. Some people like to just do voiceovers with this. This is the program I use. If you don't have an onboard mic, you can get one of these microphones. This is the cheap end, a couple bucks, or you can get a regular, nice, standard microphone and plug in, and you can do your audio. So I just wanted to kind of show you this. This wasn't the focal point of what I'm doing, but I wanted to show you that this is a nice, it's free, it's very powerful, and it's a good program.
If you wanted to use something just a little bit more sophisticated than that, this is what I use now, I'm a music teacher, what would you suggest?
Adobe makes something called Audition, and it's a professional PC-based. If you have a Mac, you can use GarageBand, you know. Yeah, so Audition, it's a pricey program, but as far as I'm concerned, the only time that this program will ever get slowed up is if you have multiple tracks I've had like 20 tracks and it'll get a little sketchy, but if you consolidate them and keep them on several lines, you'll be in good
shape.
It's
just the fine tuning.
Yeah.
Trying to cut things, but I would like to have a little bit sharper.
Yeah, if you can do audition, that's what I would do. There's a lot of things that are very good. One thing I'm going to do while we're doing this here to show you how easy this is, on the way down here, I took some video, took a little video coming in. Would someone volunteer to take video while I'm up here presenting? Just hit start and let this go for a second. Okay. So whenever you want, just hit the big red button, let it go for a little bit, probably about 15, 20 seconds, and then you're good. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. If you want to go around, however you want to do it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a sample here to show you. And this is just me driving down here, me getting the bear out front, all these things. And I'm going to show you what I'm, how easy this is to do. Just coming down here and going home. And I'm going to have a little thing I'm going to attach to this email at the end or tomorrow. So let's go ahead and get out of Audacity. And I'm going to pause real quick. My dad was from New York, so I kind of inherited that real fast talking thing. So if I'm going too fast, let me know. Are there any questions, anything? Okay, just wanted to make sure.
I want to ask you a stupid question.
Do it.
What is the difference between a podcast and just uploading the video?
They're basically
the same thing.
Is it just a term? It's a
term.
Ever since the iPod came out, everything's been kind of coined podcast because of the iTunes store, the podcasts and all of that, but it's the same thing. I mean, I call it a video pod if it's a video pod, audio pod, but you know, you can call it anything.
So anything that I upload on YouTube, any video I upload, it is truly a podcast.
You could call it that, or you could just call it a video upload. I mean, it doesn't have to be a podcast. It's just a convenient way of kind of putting a frame around it.
But there's no differentiation. Okay.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's basically it. No, it's been put out there to confuse everybody, I think, more than anything else. So what we have here, this is the program that I use. I started using this program about a year and a half ago. And I haven't stopped using it. I mean, I did not go back to Premiere. I've not used Premiere since I got involved with this program. It's that good.
Is that X5?
And I have a link to this too, and it will go into Amazon, and you can buy it from there. You can buy it straight from them. It's a straight download.
How much is it?
$29. This one's version 5. Version 6 is out now. And, you know, with all these versions, they have little extra things in there you can get. But this is a really solid version. We started out at 3. My boss went to a big convention and got a copy of this and brought it back and said, try it out. I was like, all right, I'll do it. And I was hooked. And then we went to another convention and got this. So the point being is that you can get evaluation copies of this. If you want to try it out, call them. Say, look, I'm in a school district. I told Philip in England that I was going to demo this today. He was very excited and said, hey, you know, he sent me a free copy and was very excited. So if you call and you want to ask them, hey, I want a demo copy of this, you can. In fact, if you go to Google and type Serif Movie Plus free download, you can do a trial. And it's pretty full.
Is this parallel Movie Maker? Is it similar? Same concept, just sounds like it's better.
It's much easier to understand.
Is it just PC compatible, or is it Mac and iPad compatible also?
Unfortunately, it's just PC based. That's one of the limitations of this. We haven't gotten to a point where it's Mac based, and we've talked to them, and they aren't at that point. They don't have any timetable, which means it's probably not going to happen for a while.
Is it like Camstasia?
Is it what?
Like Camstasia.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't really deviated from a lot of these programs that already exist. They've really kind of kept it in their own. They try to make it as similar to everything as possible to make it easy. So when you open this up, what you're going to get here is you're going to get this splash screen, and you're going to get Start New Project is what you're going to want to do. Okay, so what I've done is I've actually imported all of the objects for one. For a project that I've done this year. And I'm just going to show you how you do it, how you bring all of them in. Okay, are we good?
Good.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and, for instance, this one here that I did, I showed you earlier, the jazz assembly. That was literally getting, I have some pictures, I have some video. you know, I'm going to pick another one just because I want music and then I want you to see how that works. This one was kind of cool.
So if I'm a PC user in school, but I have an iPhone and I use iTunes, I have to convert my music to MP4s, MP3s, or AVIs?
You'll have to do...
Audacity?
Not AVI. You're fine with AVI. MP4 is still a sticky point. And there is... I will put a link out there. I'll make a note. There's a free program that you can do this with. You can convert it. That's just one of those things that has not been...
But can I use Audacity if I have it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be in good shape. But I'll put that converter out there, that MP4 to MP3 converter out there, so it's easy. Okay, so what we have here is the kids did, our art teacher at one of the elementary schools always does something in the hallway outside of the classroom, and this one was a space hallway. So I took some pictures, I took some video, and I have some, there's a guy, and I'll show you here towards the end, his name's Kevin McLeod, and he does all of these, he has thousands and thousands of songs that you can download for free, and this one was kind of space themed. So, and you'll see why that's applicable. So with this here, there's a neon light up in the hallway, and there's all these planets and stars that are hanging down, and all the kids have their heads on like a space body, so they're floating through the hallway. So that was one of the things. So this is the video here, and this is just a walkthrough. So I got the music, I pulled it down here. They have a music track down here. And then they have your audio track, which is where the audio for your video is going to be. Okay? So if you wanted to pull the audio down, I don't even want this audio because it's just not going to fit with what I'm doing. If you want to get rid of that, you can right-click on it, and you can select Delete Selection Only, and that audio is gone. Okay? The other way that you can do it is you can come over here and see that little speaker there? You can click it and mute it. It's little things like that. This is one of the coolest things that I ran into with this program. It was a lifesaver. When I was in the Premiere world, I would pull in a ton of pictures, okay? And I would have to individually resize them to like a second or 2 seconds a piece. There was literally no way of doing it. With this here, you see how that little arrow is squiggly? This is the reason why I never went back. You can select that, and all of them get scrunched at the same time. Which seems relatively simple, but I literally could not. There was no way of doing it. I researched that over and over in Premiere, and I couldn't do it, and I can do it in this very easily. So that's a nice little plus there. Okay, so typically what I do with these videos is this. I typically have like a static picture here in the beginning. I'm going to move this music out of the way for now. And you can put a little clip above it, and you can title it Space Hallway. Okay? And then over here to the left, or the right, I should say, you can change the font. And you can resize this here. Down so that's a little bit bigger, so you kind of scrunch that timeline. So what you do with your text, you can select it, and whatever font you pick over here, so that one's a black font, you can make it yellow if you want to, or you can change the font, and then you can change the size here, and there you go. And then you can do a right, left, you can do a bold, you can do an italic, there's all kinds of things that you do with the text, but I typically put that over it. And these little arrows here, these are your fade in and fade outs. Now these are things that typically in Premiere you would have to go up and say, put the fade in, and it would be a big deal. That's the reason why this is so nice. It's all right here. So if you wanted to do a blend, Blends and Premiere were kind of silly too. You could just bring this right over there and you're blending right there like that. And you just move it back and forth. That's all you're doing. And then if you want this here at the end to kind of fade out, you just pull that over and you got a crossfade right there. It fades right out. And then of course you got your music, if you want your music to kind of fade out with it. Same logic model with the music. You pull that arrow over, you'll hear it, and then the music fades out.
Can you mix between your music track and an audio track if you keep them both?
Yes. This is what you can do. What I would do is something like this. Let's say it was an interview. Let me import something here to show you how that would work. Let's say that we wanted this was an interview, this jazz band here. So you got the band going, okay? And we can keep that at regular volume. And to do that, if you click that arrow and go to volume, you'll have to kind of come down here a little bit. There's this little red piece here that goes up and down with volume. So let's say someone was talking and you wanted to come up a little bit, and then you click this to hide, and then you go into the music, click volume, come down here, and then pull that audio down a little bit. That way it's not so loud.
Thank you.
So I pulled that out quite a bit. Okay, so this is a video here that is pretty typical for what we put together. Let me show you this. Exporting is really easy. Any questions about how to put this together? Timeline or anything on here? Okay. With the exporting, the beauty of this is it's very easy to send a DVD, and it's very easy to send out if you want to put it on YouTube. At one of the schools, we have a PowerPoint that what they'll do is I'll rip it out as a WMV, and I'll loop it so it plays on the TV when they walk in. When anybody walks in, they can see this looping.
You just do that in YouTube, the continual loop?
I'll do this in the DVD whenever I construct it. I'll put it on a loop. So I'll rip it out as just a video, and then when I do the DVD, they have a design menu here. And you can do this one of two ways, because I'll have teachers that will want a DVD just that they put in, and a menu comes up, and they hit play, and it goes right into it. And there's a menu designer here. You've got different styles that you can go into, and it'll literally put your own style up. You can change the text, and you actually have a DVD that you can use. If you don't want to use that, I'm going to hit no, because I don't want to use that menu designer they have. So it'll come to the screen here, so you'll cancel out. You don't want to have a menu if you want it to loop. So it's just going to confirm that it's NTSC, everything's fine. It'll show you what your frame rate is, and all that. All that's fine, and that's a standard. Your render quality, you want it to be high, and then you're going to hit next. And see where it says loop playback? That's what you want.
So
and
all those options during the movie close.
Yes. Yeah. And they're all preset. And this is good too on certain nights when there's presentations, like we've had a art night at some of the schools, and they want to loop a video. And you can burn a DVD and it just loops. You just put it in the computer, bring it up to full screen, and it loops the whole time. So this is nice. And I think Premiere gave up on doing anything with DVD. I don't think you can export one out straight to DVD, so this has been really nice. Now, as far as exporting it out as a video, you can do this one of two ways. YouTube's just fine. It's going to rip it out in a format for you to see it on YouTube just fine. The resolution's going to be fine. It's going to look good. Everything's going to be good. But what I do, since I don't have to worry about file size and there's no cap, I rip it out as a file. And I usually rip it out as an AVI. And I do it, which basically means that's one of the highest resolutions I can get out of this program. And it may get really big. I mean, there may be something where I've interviewed a couple kids, it's a 2-minute video, and it's almost a gig. But it doesn't matter because YouTube doesn't have file restrictions. So you can get in there and you can upload it. That means you're going to get the best quality video that you can possibly get. You're not going to compromise.
What's the longest video? I mean, I know we're on a podcast, but I mean, what's a normal length of time?
Usually anywhere between 1 and 5 minutes.
1 to 5.
Yeah, and 5 tends to be kind of long. The longest that we've done are concerts, and we put that out there for the parents to see, so they know it's a music concert. They didn't make it. That's how long it's going to be, but typically 1 to 5 is pretty good.
What's your difference in your MP4 versus your AVI? I mean, will YouTube take either one?
Yeah, they'll take either one. It's all about preference. Sometimes I'll do MP4 if I know I'm going to be dealing with my Mac, because I know MP4s are a lot easier on the Mac platform. But since most of my stuff I'm doing is PC, I'm ripping it out as an AVI, and it's just fine.
I don't know if the link you're going to share is the same, but I use any converter.
Yeah.
Man, it's great. I love it.
Now,
it's so simple. It's free.
Is that for audio or for video?
It's for video.
Okay. Yeah, I use something called...
I'm using a flip camera, and I want to convert to an AVI. I use any converter. It's so simple.
I love the flip video. That was one of the first videos I got involved
with. I'm looking at the new Samsung podcast.
Yeah.
About $129.
Now, do they have a denomination of minutes?
It's got editing in it as well.
Oh, so nice.
It's very similar to Flip.
Yeah.
Very similar to Flip. A little better, actually.
That's great.
I haven't bought it yet, but I'm looking
at it. Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, Flip video was one I used to bring to trainings all the time. It has a little arm.
I still use mine, but I know it's going to go out.
Well, yeah, you know, Cisco bought them out, and then I don't know that I have one on me now, but they're really nice. The whole thing with it is Oprah had it on one of her shows, and she gave it out to the crowd. And the whole idea of it is that there's a little arm that flips out. It's a USB arm, and then you just plug it in, and you literally download everything. A lot of the librarians wanted them for the kids, and I recommended them, and they loved them. I mean, once they got in there, yeah, I don't have mine, but it's just... You got one on you? Awesome.
Do you have to convert those files, though, the flip file? I thought it was hard to pick up. Does it come as an AVI file?
Yeah. I think my version came as AVI. I think some of the newer HD ones have MP4. But this one here, you won't have to worry about converting video. These will all, this program, and it will come up and it'll say, is it okay to do this? And what this program does, it puts a folder of add-ons. So whatever you add into it, it's basically going to upload it. It's going to be an add-on. Yeah, that's it.
We've taken this to games, and I just have a small monopod, the stick that I have it on. Like with the volleyball games, we can just, you know, follow the ball. Because it's wide enough, it's got a wide enough angle on it that you don't have to do too much. Then... these come in as MP4s.
Yeah.
This one does. And then when you want to dump them off, you just plug it in USB. It has its own software. It pulls on there. You can install it, or you can just pull the MP4s off because most things can use it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice.
Are
very nice.
Small.
Cisco bought them out, and then they went out of business. They ended it. So they still have a lot out there, but as far as them keeping, you know, chances
phones put them out of business.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's going to be like the Twinkie. Someone's going to buy it out and make the Twinkie again. They ain't going to go away. And these things are so popular. When these things initially came out, the designers made them to look like Game Boys. Because they got the big screen, got big buttons. It's very easy to use. So they were trying to go for kids, but they got adults with bad eyesight. So, okay. So
yeah, I have one.
I got bad eyesight. I love it. So what you can do too, this is the other thing to keep in mind when you export this. I filmed some of these teachers doing presentations and it's an hour long. And if I rip this out, even as an MP4, it's gigs and gigs. I gotta transfer all of that over the network or it's massive. So if they just wanna see it, so they can see what they wanna edit out of it, I'll do it as a WMV. Now when it comes up on your screen, it's probably gonna be, you know, like that. It's gonna be relatively small, but you're gonna get the gist. So WMV, if you really want it to be small and you want to rip it out that way, that's a good way to go too. So let's do... I don't want to do a wave. I'll just do a WMV. And then once you get to this point, you're just going to finalize it. The one thing too about YouTube that's really nice is if you did want to export it out to YouTube, it will lead you through a process and it's an MP4, just to let you know, that's the YouTube. It will interface with your YouTube account. So the very last screen, it says, okay, this video has been processed. What do you want to do? You could put in your username and password and upload it to YouTube. Put all your tags, put your descriptors, and through this program, you can do that. So let's just, I'll just show you real quick.
Teacher Tube?
You know, from an IT perspective, there's a lot of these websites that, unfortunately, it kind of gets thrown into the same group. We've been really working, that's one thing right there. Contacting Unlock Server, basically what it's doing is it's pulling down the MP4 codec right now. So it's finding it. So it didn't install it whenever I did the initial install, but that's why it's saying that. So if you ever have to convert a file, that's the message that you'll get. You know, there's a lot of websites out there that we have problems with, United Streaming and some other things, just because the kids can have access to it. We just got a new firewall, so it's a little bit easier for us to delegate. Teachers get this, students get this, but sometimes everything gets kind of thrown at it. Every IT department is totally different with how they want to administer.
I just have to be careful, because anything I put to YouTube has to be completely embedded, or they can only get it at home because they can't watch YouTube at school.
Yeah. And that's the problem for a little while there. I would send these videos out and no one could get to YouTube.
But see, my kids can get to TeacherTube, no problem.
Yeah, see, that's...
I think
yeah.
We're back out of the network.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, I am out of the network.
Out again.
That's...
If you don't use it every few minutes, it connects.
Okay. Let me just see if this... goes through here real quick. And then I want to talk to you about music and some other things that you can use with this.
Can you use this with Edmodo too?
Yes. I'm going to pull the agenda up here. And on this agenda, hopefully, I may have to re-log back in. I want to go through some of those links on the bottom. And if memory serves me right, on the very bottom, if you don't mind, real quick. Okay, royalty-free music. These are going to be nice resources for you. So for the royalty-free music, where I get a lot of my music is called Incompetech. As I mentioned before, it's somebody in Brooklyn who has Pro Tools and a really, really nice keyboard in the studio, and they make all this music. I've interviewed this individual, and he shuts down servers all the time. He'll get kicked off because he gets so many people to download music. But his music, it's really nice, it's very reputable, and he's gotten to a point now where I've used him for so long, I'll hear him in commercials and on TV. I'll be walking by, I'm like, wait, I know that. And then it's like, it's him. He's just one of those guys, he's one of those very rare breeds that wants all of this to be royalty free. He wants people to have music that they can use, and his whole philosophy is that I'm going to get exposure for this. So one way or another, he's going to get what he wants out of it, which is to make music to people here, and we can all use it. So while this is stinking, I'm going to keep going through here. And I have a link to that. Let me do this one more time. Another place that you can go to, which is really nice, is Moby, the musician, has his own repository of music that's called Moby Gratis, and you can go out there and you can send a request for a song. You can listen to his entire library, and if you like the song, you're a nonprofit, you're in a school district, you can request the song. It takes a couple days, and if it's approved, he'll send you the song out. So that's kind of how they services were not approved for me. Okay, let's see. Which one was Okay, so there's the presentation. I'll like to give this back to you.
Thank you.
So this is his website. And it's pretty low end, but you get in there and you can just search. He posts all of his most recent videos up, or his most recent songs up here. So all of these are songs you can click to. And then on the next screen, you scroll down a little bit and you can hit download. And there you go. You can download it. You can preview it over here if you want to. And if you like it, you can download it. He's a really good resource. Moby's a really good resource. There's another website out there, and it's jazz music that all has kind of left public domain. So it's been around so long, kind of like Shakespeare, it's just free. You can use it if you want. And that's the second site on here. And then there's Moby's website, and then freesound.org, you can get sound clips, you know, glass breaking, all kinds of different sound effects for free on there if you want, which can kind of be a hassle to find those things if you want to. And the kids, they love it. If you're doing something with them, they're going to like having all these sound effects. So that's a place that you can go as well. One thing here that's really nice that I'm going to recommend, this is a thumbnail generator. I don't know if they're going to let me do this. It's 1 meg, and basically what happens, and I've run into this a lot in our district, I'll get teachers that will have gone through and they have this whole presentation that's in Movie Maker, and it's all the pictures they took throughout the year, and it's usually before winter break or at the end of the year, and it's usually right before everybody's getting ready to leave, and they're like, you gotta come over and help me, this thing's locked up, I can't do anything, and it's all pictures and it's all the highest res possible. I mean, it's just a picture of a kid that's like 10 meg, and I'm like, we have to get in here and we have to get all of these pictures in one folder. And what this program does is it takes every picture and reduces it to a smaller size. Your pictures only need to be around 700 by 700 or 800 by 800, and this will adjust. It won't stretch anything. It adjusts it. So it'll take a picture that's almost 5 meg and make it like 64K. So it makes it much easier to pull into a presentation. It's not so big. It's kind of a nice general rule of thumb. We have a Flickr site, and we post a lot of these, and I don't even post them at high res because you have limits to the size you can put up there. You can reduce them all down and still get a nice, clear picture. So let me just show you real quick how this works. And I have a link to this. It's free. And I'll show you how this goes. Oh, still trying to unlock. Well, so here's easy thumbnails. It's 1 meg, it's very easy. And what you do is basically this. It opens up, and you got this panel on the left over here. You're gonna go to settings, and everything's gonna get renamed with that TN in front of it for thumbnail, okay? So what you're gonna do is you're gonna pick the size. So let's say you want it to be 800 by 800, okay? And I'm gonna go in and show you how well this does. So if I go down here, this is one of the presentations I just did, the space hallway, and I'm gonna make all of those a smaller file size. So while this is working, I'm gonna show you how the picture looks up here and how much smaller it is. It will save you. This is a really nice program. Okay, so let's go back in to the website here. Okay, there we go. Now they're all created. So I'm gonna go in here. Okay, so these are all the ones here that have a thumbnail. So I open that up, and it's a nice full-size picture. It's upside down, but it's a nice picture, okay? Do the same thing with this one over here. It's full-size, same thing. I mean, you really can't tell a difference. I mean, the clarity is good, the color is good, it pops out just the same way. File size, 7195, let me see. That's just about 2 meg. when I did my reduction, it's down to 79K. You're just total, you're saving space, it's much easier, it's gonna look the same, everybody's happy.
Can you select a whole bunch of the time and do it
yes.
all at once?
Yes, in fact, that's what I did. I did all, so all of these in here, there were 8 up here at the top, and I just hit, when I did it, I hit make all, and it takes that whole folder and does it. So we did all 8 of those in like 10 seconds.
And
I've done hundreds.
It didn't get rid of your others?
No. What it does is it puts a TN in front of it. So there's 7194, there's 7194, it's just smaller. So it keeps everything together. And I know that with Picasa on Google, you have size limitations. If you want to put photo albums up, if you do this, you'll get at least 10 to 15 times more pictures up there just by doing this. And you won't lose any clarity at all. Okay, let's go back into the links here real quick. Okay, free icons. That's something you can explore. It's not imperative to what we're doing. Those big icons that are on websites, it's just a whole bunch of those if you want some of those. Just generic images you can go out and get. Getty images, they're free images, any images you want if you wanted to Google it. I had a teacher that was doing a presentation with kids on the homeless. And it was actually a video that I helped him do. They presented it at a movie house in Kansas City, and the kids were really happy and they needed to use some images, and we found some royalty-free images that you can use. So that's a nice resource. iStock Photo, that's probably one of the more recognized photo services. It's a paid service, but you can get a subscription and you can find photos that you're looking for as well. Video editing software, and this is the link that I'm going to send you. If you want to download this agenda, it's right down here in the PDF form. But here is Serif Movie Plus on Amazon, if they let me go through. And what I'm going to do, it's $21. You're going to get it cheaper from them than you are the actual distributor. So it's $21.90. And you could also do a look for the version 6 if you really want the latest and greatest, but that's the program.
We better hurry, there's only 12 left.
There's 12 left, yes. So that's the link to Serif Plus. Let me just make sure that I've covered everything as we get here with about 8 minutes left to go. Any questions? I did talk about social media. That is one thing that we've been doing quite a bit. Employee profiles, current news. You could put it on one, and if you wanted to get multiple licenses, you can do that. You could get an education discount with them. And I don't think it's a whole lot cheaper, but it's a little bit cheaper. But we're starting to use that a lot more in our libraries. When the students want to do editing, we've been putting these in there.
It looks pretty user-friendly.
It's very user-friendly, yeah. But, you know, the one thing, too, there's a lot of iPads, and we have a lot of iPads that we're rolling out in our district. iMovie is really nice on the iPad. And they have something called movie trailers. And it's like a preset parameter of music and all these images and all these things. It's really cool. And it's an add-in, and that's a really nice thing. So. And the beauty is with a lot of these kids, they're starting to do these more and more, and they're getting very interested. I see more kids interested in this and going to these events. I mean, we live in a world now where a lot of these kids that even want to get into broadcasting, it's going to be a lot easier for them because they're already doing this all the time, and it's right at their fingertips. So we're just helping them out. And so like I said, I'm going to send you an email with the link to this. If you have any questions, anything come to mind, don't hesitate to let me know. And I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Do you ever do longer training?
I had that before. It used to be I would do a combo audio and video. but it's got a point where it's all video. It was really doing straight audio, so I just kind of scale over Audacity.
My flip is a lot bigger than his. I just got lucky, my dad got it for my son for Christmas. Less than 150, 120, 32 hours of HD.
That's great, that's really nice.
And now he uses it, but I use it all the time for concerts or whatever. The only, if it had a little more zoom, it would be perfect.
Yeah.
But the sound quality is really good.
You know, the first one I had, the sound quality was suspect, but it got a lot better. It seemed to be, you know, they always improve over time.
Yeah, you can't beat it for being able to use it.
And it's cheap, yeah, it's really nice. Hey, you know, if you want to stand it up, yeah, very sturdy. And if it does, I've had that thing fall down. I've had my 7-year-old a couple years ago, and he just dropped everything all the time. He dropped that thing 1,000 times, it still works.
I've got a little mini truck called it. I videoed it with my kids when I was a teacher.
Is anyone else from?
Video disc.
Yeah, there was.
Christmas is what we do.
5 or 6.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and a lot of the music teachers will use it too. And they'll be like, we just want to do the audio. And it's like, you might as well just do the video, because if you want to with this here, like I showed you, take the audio out, you can take the video out and then export the audio out as well.
It's a digital audio recorder anymore. I have the mixed CD recorder, which is way behind.
Yeah, well, if you have an iPad, they have audio recorders on there where you can just do recording. And select the quality on it. It's really good. Captures it well.
I've used Audacity for a long time, but every once in a while there's something you need to trim that I just have a hard time getting.
Well, if you want to do audition, it's really. I do a jazz show on the weekends. And I produce it with another guy that's in radio full time, and that's what I use. And there's all kinds of little.
I appreciate the heads up. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you do any training workshops, anything like that?
You know, I only come to these. I usually come to this one, and then there's one in Tantara that I go to, and then I'll do it within the district, and that's about it. Yeah. Are you looking for training in your district?
Well, no, they threw me into a desktop publishing multimedia class,
yeah.
So I'm going to be doing this with my students.
Sure.
No idea. I'm sure if I sit down and, you know, figured it out, but I could do it for myself, but to actually teach it and answer the kids' questions, it's going to be the hard part. So I was just needing somebody to sit, you know, teach me the basics.
If you have any questions, let me know. And then online, there's a lot more creative books online, best on publishing, So those are good things. Yeah, you know, something like this, you know, just kind of getting in there and figuring it out what's
is there like tutorials? I mean, does it have a good help and all that on this
great.
Program? The program looks great,
yeah.
So I really like it, so I'm going to go back to my administrator and say, I think I want this, so.
Yeah. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get in there, and the help's really good, and I think a lot of people on YouTube have a lot of videos that are instructional based for Sarah that you can get in there and use.
Okay,
well,
I'll just try to do that.
Absolutely.
See if I can.
Yeah.
But if I have any questions, I'm waiting to know again. See
absolutely.
What happens.
I'd be happy to help.
All right. Well, thank
take
you.
Take care. You bet.
I'm trying to get into this and pretend to be hacked.
Oh. Okay,
we were
wondering
if you had any information like that.
Yeah.
Piece of paper or anything we could.
You know what?
Links or.
Do me a favor. Do this. So you should have just come in here.
There were people all over the floor,
yeah.
So we just sat outside and waited
until
it was over.
That was a good problem for me to have. If you don't mind, put your name and email. I have the agenda that I gave out as digital and all the links on there.
Great.
And then if you have any specific questions, anything that you're really looking for, what I use is a program called Serif. And there's a link at the very bottom that you can use, and you can demo it. In fact, I'm going to put the demo link on there if you want to get in there and kind of take a look. And are you more interested in doing video?
I'm looking into it, like, from a, like, doing personal, like, some YouTube stuff and some podcast stuff, because me and my friends are thinking about getting that off the ground.
Yeah.
And then I want to do it in my classroom, too, because we're starting a special effects class.
Yeah.
For makeup and monsters and stuff like that.
Sure.
So we want to do some film work.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what kind of camera are you going to use?
I don't know yet. Like that.
You know, you can use an iPad or an iPhone. I mean,
With the iPad, the resolution's a little wonky when it comes to the video.
Yeah.
Like pictures, it's okay, but
yeah. The video is a bit suspect, but if you want to, we were talking about a flip video. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, the little flips?
Yeah.
But you, oh, they're going out, aren't they?
They went out of business, but now's the time to get up and get them cheap. You know, sure. You go out and pick a couple up. And you really don't need support for them. I mean, once you buy them, you know, you'll be in good shape. If you ever needed support, there's enough people out there that have them that would do it. But I'd recommend just starting somewhere with it and kind of get the feel of it and then, you know, kind of go from there. See what happens, but yeah, I'll send this out.
Is that your card with your email?
Yes, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
You get this.
Okay, very
thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
You.
Take care.
Hey, is that the green case I
had? How are you? Good, how are you, Lori?
I'm good.
Good. Good
thing, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just really thought there was something different for a podcast than what I